Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Morton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Guy Morton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans strikes out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold takes first base on ball four. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski bunts towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Leibold moves to second. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt takes first base on ball four. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Leibold moves to third. Pratt moves to second. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. McInnes moves to second. Lugisto pinch runs for Stuffy McInnes. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Gisto moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball four. Gisto scores. Sewell moves to third. Gardner moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Gardner scores. Wood moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Ben Carr now pitching. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Wood moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Gisto now playing first base. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards short. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Liebold, who is chasing the ball. Speaker reaches third base with a triple. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speaker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball towards right. Smith settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Smith. Sewell scores. Gardner scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Liebold hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Liebold reaches second base with a double. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 0 in the game. Minoski hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pratt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Liebold scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive to right field. Wood throws toward Sewell. Sewell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Pratt moves to third. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-2 in the game. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Speaker moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gisto hits a line drive towards center. Liebold catches it and throws to second to double up Speaker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-1 in the game. Rule hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris juggles the ball. That's an error on Harris. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Liebold hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-1 in the game. Minoski hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-2 in the game. Morton hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gisto hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns pinch hits for Eddie Foster. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rule for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-2 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Liebold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke now playing third base. Kurt Fullerton now pitching. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 3 in the game. Morton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoski hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Minoski reaches third base with a triple. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gisto hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Pinky Pittenger pinch runs for Frank O'Rourke. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 3 in the game. Rule hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans catches it and throws to second with Sewell covering, to double up Pittenger. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.